So today in the gospel, we have the parable of the sower. And a lot of times with these seed planting parables, the focus is usually like on the seed, you know, and there are many accounts in the gospels of seeds in the parables, talking about a tiny mustard seed. And with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. A sower went out to sow the seeds. But I mean, if you think about it, seeds are seeds, no? Like, I mean, have you planted seeds? Like, I probably have sometime. I don't remember last time. But if you go plant seeds, do you, like, if you have a bag of seeds, do you check, like, oh, like, this seed is better than this other seed? No, seeds are seeds, right? I mean, maybe they might look a little different, but you just plant the seed, right? What's more important is what? How the seeds end up depends more on what? Yeah, where you plant the thing, right? The environment, the soil, the surroundings, right? And Pope Francis said at the last World Youth Day in Brazil, he says, a field is a place for sowing seeds. This means that the field of faith is your own heart. It is your life. It is your life that Jesus wants to enter with his word, with his presence. Please let Christ and his word enter your life, blossom and grow. See, Jesus wants to enter into our lives, but in order for the seed to grow, you have to look around. You have to look at the field. You have to look at the soil. You have to look at the environment. You have to look at the surroundings, right? And this is very natural for us. It's almost like it's like basic instincts to look around for the surroundings. So for example, if a teenage daughter comes up to you and says, and you're the parents, teenage daughter comes up to the parents and says, you know, at the summertime, it was summer camp or Bible camp or soccer camp, I met a new friend. I met a new friend. And what did the parents say? Hey, mom. Hey, dad. I met a new friend at this soccer camp. You know? What do the parents say? Great? Yeah, right. What is the natural instinctual response from the parents? Who is it? First of all, is it a boy or a girl? It's a boy. Uh-oh. And then your antennas just kind of, right? And if it's a boy, then what kind of boy? Is he smart? Is he dumb? Or what? I mean, is he tall? Is he skinny? I don't know. What kind of guy is he? Is he a nice guy or is he a mean guy? Is he a jerk or is he a gentleman? I don't know. So you start investigating, right? This is natural. And why do we do that? Why do we do that? Because you love your daughter and you also want her to hang out with the right kind of people, no? Right? And Jesus is telling us in our faith journey, are we surrounding ourselves with the right kind of people? Is it the right kind of playing field, right kind of soil, right kind of surrounding, right kind of environment? Because a sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path. And what happens? The birds came up and ate it up, right? Many times, I think, For the most part, we are on the right path. But we also have people that lead us on the wrong path, right? And this is what I call hanging out with the wrong crowd, right? Have you ever hung out with the wrong crowd? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully this is the right crowd. But yeah, hanging out with the wrong crowd. And it was very difficult for me when I made my decision to enter the seminary right after high school, because like my friends, they didn't really understand, and I was forced to choose what kind of crowd am I going to hang out with. You know, is it going to be the fraternity, sorority, stay up till 5 a.m., drinking, smoking, scandalous, promiscuous activity? Is it going to be that kind of crowd? Or is it going to be the vocation to the priesthood, that kind of crowd? Huh? And when you hang out with the wrong crowd, whether it's at school, whether it's at work, whether it's family members, they can influence you in a negative way and ultimately lose sight of Christ. Some seed fell on rocky ground. And what happened to that? Some seed fell on rocky ground. It had little soil. It had no deep roots. So it just kind of sprang up at once, and then eventually it withered, right? Do you surround yourself with drama people? Drama? You know what I'm talking about? Drama? Like TV drama? You know, like, I don't know, the soap opera drama, like Days of Our Lives, that kind of drama? Do you surround yourself with drama people? I hate drama. I don't know if you noticed that. I hate drama, you know. But I tend to get caught up into drama. You know, it's a very rocky relationship. Up and down, up and down. One day you're friends. The next day you're, I hate you, you know. The next day you're worst enemies, you know. And these drama people, they affect you. They really affect you. These drama people, they get you out of your rhythm. They get you out of your rhythm of faith in Christ, right? And eventually, you start getting involved with these drama people and you start doing drama talk. You know what drama talk looks like? Drama talk, you know? Did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, no, I didn't hear. No, did you? No, really? Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Oh, did you? Oh, no. And what happens if you hang around with drama people long enough? Gossip, making fun of you. You become drama too, right? You become focused more on the drama than Jesus. Some seed fell on thorns. And what happened to those seeds? Some seed fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, right? Do you surround yourself with people who are always a thorn on the side for you? People who continuously kind of hurt you? People who kind of drain, suck the life out of you? These kind of people, right? People you just hang out and you're just like, oh, low energy, right? This is what I call the old boyfriend syndrome. The old boyfriend syndrome. That's a thorn on the side right there. Like the boyfriend who cheats on you 5 times. He has cheated on you 5 times. And he comes back the day after. I mean, he's caused you so much hurt, emotional drama, stress, and a lot of ice cream, you know. And he comes back the day after, the next day with flowers. Maybe a rose with thorns, you know, and a box of chocolate, and says, honey, I'm sorry. You know that I love you. And then what do you say? You just take him back, only to be hurt again the next week, and he'll cheat on you for the 6th time. The old boyfriend syndrome right there. Thorn on the side, right? But some seed fell on rich soil. And what happened to that? It produced fruit. It produced fruit. Have you met people that are not only nice people, you know, not only nice people who just open the door for you and smile and say, how you doing, but people who have a positive influence on you, right? People who just inspire you to become a better person. People who inspire you to become a better Christian. People who draw you closer to the person of Jesus Christ, right? Let me just give you an example here. I was at a dinner with a family, and this family, guess how many kids they have? 10, no, no, too much, you know. But they have 5 kids, you know. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's like clockworks, you know, 2, 4, 5 kids, 2 years apart, you know what I mean? And, you know, dinner with 5 kids, it's not like relaxing, you know, it's like a lot of noise and, but it's fine. I had no problem with that. It was a very fun dinner, a good time hanging out with the kids and talking with the parents. But let me share with you what happened. They have a family rule. And that family rule is they have to take every single kid and put them to bed. But before they put them to bed, as they're putting them to bed, they have to say a prayer. It's a family prayer, you know? Kid number one, take them to bed, prayer. Kid number 2, 3, 4, 5. And I did the whole routine with them. And that, you know what I did that night when I went home? I prayed. I prayed before I went to bed that night. That family, those 5 kids, they inspired me to pray before going to bed. I'm like, these 5 kids can pray. I should pray before I go to bed too, right? Jesus is saying, in order for us to grow, stop hanging out with the wrong crowd. Stop the drama, people. Cut the people who are a thorn on the side. People who drain, suck the life out of you. Hang out with the people that produce fruit. The people that bring you closer to Jesus. And I would say, well, where do you find these people that bring you closer to Jesus? You know, like, you don't have to go to Hawaii. You know, you don't need to go far away. Just right here. Look around. The community of faith, of Christians, of believers. That's why we gather together. Right? This is the community. Hopefully, this is the right crowd, as I was saying. Hopefully, this is the community that produces fruit. Hopefully, this community is not a community that creates drama. Or like, oh, this guy is a thorn on the side. No. We are a community of faith, of believers. Right? And hopefully, each of us can draw each other closer and closer to Christ. Right? So, this week, for your homework, think about this. Think about this. How can I grow in my relationship with Christ? And in order for the seed to produce fruit, as Pope Francis is saying, you got to check out the playing field. Check out the playing field. What are my surroundings? Who am I hanging out with? What's my environment? What is the condition of my soil? And ask yourself this week, how can I stop hanging out with the wrong crowd? Drop the drama people. Cut the people who are thorn on the side. And hang out with the people that produce fruit. Fertile soil. Rich soil. The people that bring you closer to Christ. Focus on these people this week.